guys, I lost that repeater.
AW.
Yeah, I got to the edge of that repeater coverage for me right there.
And that, so you doing all right today? I missed you yesterday afternoon.
I'm to Chandler, but I couldn't get, I wasn't free enough before I could come back in.
Below $5 again. KO4CEF.
I have been able to find diesel fuel under $5 to fill up, but I imagine it won't last much longer.
UT. Waiting real bad, because I think it was, most places were 480 something on my way home yesterday.
For 479 on my way home yesterday, and that's where I filled up. But who knows today?
I've been driving like Grandpa, y'all. I mean, a wife's car is not so bad, but in the truck, I am taking it easy on
team in this tool truck and the excursion, trying to see what kind of fuel mileage I can get.
How many trucks sitting idle at work while they're waiting to be loaded?
Well, if you have an older diesel, one of the big ones in those trucks, the 15 liters, it actually costs more to fire it up than it does to let it sit in idle for an hour, because it takes so much fuel to get them going.
How's it sound? Real good over here.
Full gliding for me, perfect.
But it is about that one spot. Hang over here on Wayhampton Boulevard, and if you look on the map, we're almost directly across from each other. It's Pro Plus.
Repeater,
you're not seeing. That. It's just crazy. It's that one little spot. Oh, man. Well, how's y'all's week been so far?
So good for me. I got a toolbox to deliver today, so it'll be much better today.
Here, nothing out of the norm right now. Although I realize engineer made a mistake and I need a valve, and I got 6 weeks to get it, but that's probably going to be an issue. And then stainless went way up because nickel doubled in price. And a big supplier of nickel, I'm sure that'll happen. How about I got my little wireless microphone in yesterday? I bought one for my, it just looks like a regular microphone used for radio, but it's wireless and Bluetooth. Friggin' thing does not work with Echo Link to key it up. I cannot make it work for nothing. It works great on Zello, but it will not work on Echo Link.
Radiology wireless mics, I believe it was.
I've seen one of those. It's probably, they're all made in China, so it's probably a close one, but this is like Enrico or Enrico or something. I don't know, but works great on Zello, but it will not key up Echo Link. You have to tap the screen, and then you can talk in the microphone, and then you tap it again and stop talking.
With Echo Link, especially the little button. Used to, when you could touch the whole screen, it was nice, but they updated it, and now you just got the little button at the bottom.
Avoid holding my phone, that way I don't get pulled over for talking on the telephone driving down the road.
Kind of pass a law where you can't hold your phone or touch your phone while you're driving. Except if it's in a holder where you can push the button start and end the call.
That's why I was trying to get that set up, but so far I have been unsuccessful. But, well, gentlemen, it's Thursday, so I got to start my trek on in the plant. That way I can be in the 6 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll talk to y'all this afternoon, if not tomorrow morning. So, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Andrew, I hope you enjoy your meeting. KO4HKX.
And we'll catch you later. KN4GFW.
Power's going to be hard to get, do you?
It's going to take longer than the 6 weeks. And that the print was wrong and said that this valve was a 2-inch out in the field, but it wasn't. It was a 1-inch. Yeah, nickel went from $46,000 a ton to $100,000 a ton.
more of that kind of stuff going on.
I had to order some fittings. The guys quoted me in a material called Hastelloy, which is a little bit better than stainless. It's, you know, it's a different alloy in it, and it's, man, that stuff isn't cheap at all. And that it's usually about 3 times the price of stainless. And then now I see that we're, you know, they were overstocking the warehouse with raw materials. Well, now with just about down, we're short shipping because we don't have enough raw materials. Heck, I can't even get grease from a regular supplier. They don't have the raw materials to make the grease.
Is that becoming a real issue all down the road if things don't get straightened up real quick?
And that happening.
I just don't see a good end to this situation at all for anybody.
The more scarce something becomes, the higher the price goes, and it just is a big vicious circle. You know, I mean, pretty soon you won't be able to afford to change the oil in your car.
It's already hard to find, if you can find it at all. And you can't be picky about what you're getting. You're having to just take what you can get.
Does your truck run about 10 gallons of oil?
This one takes 6 gallons, and getting kind of pricey.
$50 a gallon?
Not high yet. Last time I looked, anyway. But I bought some and stocked it up, and it was $100 a case, so it was $25 a gallon. But that's been a month and a half ago.
Is that now? Good morning, Chandler, KN4, TFW.
KN4, GFW, good morning back to you, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Just easing on down the road to work for, what is it? What is today, Friday Eve?
It's Friday.
Yeah, we know. Young guy wrote it in.
Hours into 4 days.
Sounds good, man. Really does.
Sometimes it hurts by the end of the week. I'm tired and dragging.
I hear what you're saying. Saying for FDWK, for FDWC. Yeah, I completely hear you on that. Man, I did not want to wake up this morning, let me tell you, I really did not. But if it's something I have to do, I'm going to do it.
Me from New York, and he's driving like he's from New York. Just get in the left turn lane, and then at the last second decide that ain't where you want to be, and pull right back out.
Yep, that's New York for you. And Chicago.
I'm having to watch traffic myself. I got to get over, and everybody's going to ride right at my left corner.
Right. Take your time. Be safe.
The fella know.
A little bit, and if they don't move on, I'll give it a little wiggle and let them know. To cut out like that, but I've got to the edge of the repeater. To the edge of the repeater, and I couldn't make it in anymore.
I was just messing with you. I had, you know, I used the bottom half of this for a 440 and the top one for 2 meters. So I was monitoring 6.1 on the bottom frequency and talking on the 147.285. So I just wanted to put everything back the way it was and get that bottom frequency on back on 440.
You were asking me a question.
Hey, this is WWC. Yeah, the Wide Oak Tryon repeater has a link to get in on Echo Link.
That might be a better one for Patrick.
For HKX, I don't think it does. I think it's just RF and that's it. I don't think it even has an echo link.
Is that you, Chad?
Nope, it's Patrick. KO4 HKX, Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
Good morning, Patrick. I've heard you before. My bad.
Cold snap coming your way on Saturday, Patrick?
No, I am not. They're calling for a 50% chance of frozen mix at the house now.
Your time wasn't over, right? There at the house and out at work, the northern snowbirds were still hanging around.
We get at least one more, so hopefully this is it.
That Go tool truck. The other day coming home, he was heading north on 85.
Javon, he lives in Shelby.
This was WWC. Sir, do you have your ham radio in the tow truck? I like that. You can work and talk at the same time. That's nice. I'll let y'all have to continue your conversation. I'll be sitting on the side. Let me know when you'd like to talk. Good morning, WWC.
To talk to you this morning, but you can stay in here. We're just carrying on a conversation as we're going into work.
Alrighty, I will. I don't want to take up the chance and opportunity for other people to talk, so I'm just going to sit on the side and when I get sitting in the parking lot, I'll get back with you.
All right, gentlemen. Ken, you think you're going to be able to find that valve this week, or are you going to have to really dig for it? HKX, I guess Ken's at the gatehouse.
Here. I must have doubled with somebody.
It was probably me. I asked if that valve was going to be a whole lot of effort to find.
One company in town that we deal with that stocks them because we get special pricing. It's like a corporate agreement, and that's our distributor, so kind of locked in there. But what makes it worse is it's a fire-rated valve, and then, so it's not something that's just right off of the shelf. They got, you know, special seats and stuff in it to pass the fire test for, like, I don't know, 30 minutes or something like that. So, but fortunately, I only need the valve. I don't need the actuator and all the, you know, all the automatics on it, KN4 TFW.
And replace the valve every time they do service on the machine or a system? Is that what's going on, or is there something wrong with the valve?
Oh, glory.
You saw where, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, a plant up in Illinois burned up.
Tell me about that.
All the plants got to looking and seeing, and so on some tanks in the storage area, you know, some of them have some really flammable materials, and we got to looking, and it's like if you just had a simple fire that was, you know, just a, you know, just some kind of fire that wasn't real bad, and that it could burn up the gaskets in a tank that was really volatile and then start, you know, pouring out some, you know, really bad chemicals and start a huge fire. So we're switching out on all those systems. We're switching to fire-rated gaskets and fire-rated valves so that if there is a little incident, that hopefully it won't turn to be huge.
I see what y'all are doing now. You're just updating the system with better equipment and better technology now.
Yeah, you don't really think about it. You know, oil gets spilt on the floor and all of a sudden catches on fire, and before you get it done, it melts a gasket and starts leaking something that's really volatile.
CBA, don't let us leave you out of there, Dave. KO4HKX here.
Taking this Kenwood apart that's messing up, and I found the ground for the antenna. The antenna cable solders directly to the circuit board, and as you know, the ground is the that woven wire, and it's a lot thicker when you roll it up, and I can't seem to get a good solder on it to get it to make good contact to the board. I can take the wire right now and it's kind of twisted and I can see it rolling, so it's that might be the problem with this radio, but anyway, I still got a new one coming, so if I mess this up, it's no big deal. I've done the same thing one time, and I thought I had it fixed, but evidently it's, you know, it's just, and it's in a real difficult place, of course, and it is a sorry design. I don't know why in the world anybody designed something like this.
What you got planned for this weekend?
Since it's cold, I'm finally going to get to put that riding mower back together. Now I got the gasket sitting right there on the kitchen table where I can find it this time.
Play you this time, huh?
Oh, an Amazon box came in an envelope this time, so hopefully I'll be able to find it. Not far from the plant, they're clearing off a lot to build something, and they got all the brush piled up and that, and they started them on fire. And it's like, man, I wouldn't have thought they would let you have a huge fire that embers could pass over through the air over to a chemical plant with all kinds of explosives.
Didn't ask, so that may be the reason. And they don't know what you got in there, so they don't think about that.
The employee locker room out to the parking lot, and I started smelling smoke, and it's like, man, that's not a good feeling when you're at a chemical plant.
I'm surprised somebody from the plant didn't go over there and say something about it.
Close to your destination this morning.
Yeah, I'm passing your house right now.
KN4 GFW.
KN4 GFW.
HKX, go ahead, Chandler.
Did something got a fire at a chemical plant?
Down the road, about a half a mile, they were clearing off a lot, and they got a big bonfire going there, and it's like, I wouldn't have thought that they would have let you have a big bonfire that close to a chemical plant.
Well, I'd say half a mile is a pretty good distance away from the plant, but you never know, I guess.
Okay, if you got, you know, in some areas of the plant, you got to have all kinds of permits just to drill a hole.
Yeah. I guess it's not always fun and games when it comes to plant life.
We'll get to my destination, so I'll say 73 to you. Patrick and Chandler and David. And you guys have an awesome day. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
I just turned on the way to Hampton, so I've got just a few minutes left. And I'll be keeping it out for you this afternoon, KO4HKX.
How we going, Ken, KB4CBA?
Ken, KO4WWC.
KO4HKX, hey, what you got on the agenda for today?
Oh, not a whole lot. We've got a bed that we're giving to Goodwill and a table, and they're coming to pick it up sometime between 8 and noon, and I'm working on this Kenwood here. I may actually be able to fix the thing, but I'm not going to try real hard.
Good to have as a backup instead of just throwing it away. You never know when something might happen to the new radio.
Chill mouth. You don't say that kind of thing. Oh, me. Yeah, I cut the FT8 off. It's messing up. I don't know what's going on. I rebooted the computer. I thought maybe that would fix it, but it didn't. So, and the settings are correct, so I don't know. Oh, I tell you. Technology's great when it works.
What is the hard part?
I'm trying to explain FT8 to my tennis partner last night, and he wasn't getting it. And he said, I thought you talked on the radio. And I said, oh, you can talk on the radio. But this is just one mode of communication, and one digital mode. I said, there's a bunch of different modes, and you can get on single sideband and talk, all over the world. So, it just depends on what you want to do.
How many people get in my tool truck and hear this radio go off and, oh, you got your CB going? And I tell them, no, it's a ham radio, and they don't even know what a ham radio is.
Same thing all the time. Sometimes, it's not even worth trying to explain to them. They just get the deer in the headlights look.
HKX, go ahead, Chandler.
Something about people not knowing what ham radio is, and also has a question about modes and stuff, but let me just say this. I had a couple of friends that I've been hanging out with for a while, and I posted on Facebook that I got my ham radio license, and I put my call sign out there on Facebook, and everybody starts shaking their head, looking at me funny. They start to ask, what's a ham radio? And somebody sends me a text of an actual ham in the radio next to it. And say, I'm guessing that's what you mean by ham radio. I can't believe more people don't know about this. It makes me sad. Are there ham radios that can do the citizen band portion of single sideband and ham radio?
No, Chandler. But guys, I have arrived at my destination, so I'm going to have to say 7-3s for now. Dave, good to talk to you this morning. And good luck with your radio there. And Chandler, good to talk to you. And I will keep an ear out for you gentlemen later down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, I heard you're delivering a toolbox, so that's good. It's good business. So you have a good one. And 73 is KB4CBA.
73 is KO4HKX. I'll see you on the side, buddy. KO4WWZ, mobile. C4CDA, you still in there? KO4WWZ.
Handler, go ahead.
You was discussing the different nodes and stuff. I've always heard a single sideband being on CB radios. What's the difference, to be honest with you? Or is there any difference at all?
The difference is CB is on 11 meters and ham radio's on 10. If you're comparing the two, so they're right next door to each other. In fact, you can convert a CB to 10 meters, some of them, but some CBs will do sideband, the more expensive ones, but I never have owned one of those. I had a cheap one when I was in college, but CB just got awful, and that was back in the 70s, and so I had a buddy of mine that got me interested in ham radio in the early 80s. I got my ticket in 82. So, I left CB behind many, many years ago.
I still have a 11 meter radio in my car right now. I still like CB. I have my dad, who just passed away, he was a truck driver, so, I'm not so sure it's going to be very easy for me just to give up the citizen band, along with, just using the ham radio. I think I'll just stick to using both for the time being.
Well, I can kind of understand the sentiment there with, your dad being a trucker, and they use it, get traffic reports and that kind of thing, pass the time while they're driving over the road and that kind of thing. But there's some truckers that have ham radios too, so, you just don't know. But anyway, you might hear some of the ham radio operators referring to CB. We call it the chicken band.
KB4CZ, KO4WWZ. I'm just wondering, where did that come from?
I'm not really sure, but I think it's my understanding that, back when I got my ticket, you had to learn five words a minute Morse code, and I got my novice license on October, August 20th, 1982, and then I upgraded to back then they had a thing called a Tech Plus, and that gave you privileges on 2 meters, 440, that kind of thing, 6 meters, and FM, and I stayed at Tech Plus until they changed the rules, and I actually grandfathered into the general class when the FCC changed some of the rules. So I just had to pay $6 and fill out some paperwork, and boom, I'm a general class. So, but I'm working on my extra, so I want to go ahead and get that, so I don't have to worry about what frequency I'm on. On Jeff.
Yeah, when you talk about Morse code, that's something that really interests me. I've really, I don't know, I just kind of like the da-da-da, da-da-da, and all that mess. I love that. It sounds like it would be a fun thing to learn.
Well, if I can learn it, anybody can, and I just didn't use it, so I lost it, and, you know, that's the bad thing. Back then, I just didn't have the money to buy, you know, the equipment for Morse code, and, you know, we were living paycheck to paycheck, and, so anyway, so, but it's, you know, you can make some great contacts on CW that you would have a hard time making on sideband or any other mode for that matter. So, you know, I'd encourage you, if you like it, I'd encourage you to, you know, pursue it.
I'll definitely look into it. I do know from what I have to study to get my tech license that CW requires the least amount of signal to transmit. You don't really even need but a small piece of the signal to send out that CW, and it'll go far, really far.
I've heard of people using as little as a quarter of a watt to make contact, so... but anyway, I'm gonna run out of here for a second. I gotta step into the kitchen, and I've got a little tool drawer in there. And I need to get a little pair of pliers to make some adjustments to this cable here I'm working on. But I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
I'll be right back as well. I'm going to walk here in the office and let them know I'm here, and I'll be right back on the radio, everybody. This is KO4 WWZ. I'll be sitting on the side right now.
NNH Mobile.
Was that KO4NNH, KB4CBA?
KBA, this is KO4NNH. Yes, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Lima. How are you doing today?
All right, Fred. I'm working on a little 2-meter mobile rig here I'm having a problem with, but I went ahead and ordered a new radio. This thing was built back in the 90s, so if I can't fix it, it's not going to break my heart, but if I can, then I'll have me a backup. Sorry, I didn't get your last. Can you repeat that?
It's probably my area. I'm in a... There seems to be a lot of RFI around. But no, I asked if that was 2-meter. I think I heard 2-meter.
It's an old 2-meter Kenwood mobile rig, and I'm just trying to patch it up here.
What kind of rig you got going into it now?
This is a Baofeng HT, and I just hooked it up to my outside antenna so I could talk on 2 meters. Until I get this thing fixed or my new radio comes in, whichever comes first.
KO4WWZ. Come on in, Chandler. How are you doing today? And KB4CB, I think I'm saying your call time right. Is it Cape Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha? Am I saying that correctly?
Roger.
Quiet. I can actually hear you pretty well. I'm over here in the Piedmont area. I'm actually kind of impressed. You must be pretty close to Ravieri.
not really. I'm in the Taylor's area. I think it got a little bit of interference from Paris Mountain between me and the repeater, you know, FM's line of sight. So, but I'm able to hit it anyway. I'm using a J-pole up on the roof.
KL4ENH,
KD4CDA,
this is
KL4WWZ,
good morning to you
guys,
how y'all doing?
I'm on my way home from work, unfortunately about to hit the hole.
Hit the hole?
Yeah, it's just, there's a spot on my travel back to my QTH where I completely lose the repeater, and I can't get in with nothing but static behind me.
That's not fun. How is my signal this morning? I'm just sitting here in the parking lot at work, waiting to get on the school bus and go at it.
Now, and I'm in the gray area between Piedmont and Pelzer now, along, just now pulling on the Garrison Road. You're coming in full quiet for me. I'm actually on the repeater frequency, not in reverse. So you're coming in full quiet. I can hear you crystal clear.
All righty, that sounds awesome. I have a Dynanet 58 that Chad gave me for the house. I'm thinking I might want to put it up as long as it's okay and hook up my Dolphin HD to it, because from what I'm hearing, KD4CDA, that's what he's doing. That's taking that Dolphin and it's turning it into something like a Motorola. And it's only a little 5-watt radio. That's not really bad at all.
This one's 8 watts, KB4CBA.
It's Friday. Yeah, you two are coming in pretty clear. I can hear both of you crystal clear. I'm actually surprised. I've heard a lot of mixed things about the Dolphins, and I've heard a lot of amateur radio operators in the area using them. I'm using a STM300D for my mobile rig with a Comet 2-meter 440 antenna mounted on the trunk. I'm guessing I'm starting to lose the repeater, though.
There's some static coming in behind you. How long does it take you to get back from that?
About 15 minutes, and I'm about, as a matter of fact, I'm about to hit the dead spot where I lose the repeater. Gentlemen, it's been fun. I hope both of you have a great day. I'll be seeing you two on the repeater later time today. I'll definitely get back out the pole. This is KO4NH73, gentlemen. I'll be clear after you're all fine.
KO4NH73, the KO4WWZ.
You have a good day. KO4NH, KB4CBA.
KB4CDA. Yes, sir, this is KO4WWZ.
17
for 10-6. You said 17 for 10-8. So what kind, are you using an omnidirectional Dolphin, or is it a J-phone, or what?
I've got it running to the coax cable that was on the 2-meter rig here, 2-meter mobile rig I had here, the Kenwood, and I just hooked it up to the to that coax, and it's running up to the J-pole on the roof.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I just want to make,
7-10-8.
I have a Diamond X-58 that Chad gave me for the house, and I'm wanting to figure out maybe if I can't get a base station rig, if I could hook up the HT to that, and it would work just as good as I'm doing right now in the car with my Motorola MaxTrak.
Oh, I know one way to find out. Just hook it up and see what happens.
Definitely try to do that here soon. Were you on the net last night?
If you're talking about the 6-1, no, I'm Generally, I'm watching TV with the wife then, and, you know, we try to spend some time together at that time of the evening, and I check into a sideband net on 80 meters on 3915 at 7 o'clock. I think they've been meeting a little earlier than 7, but anyway, as a general rule, when 80 meters is in pretty good form, it starts at 7 o'clock every night.
That sounds pretty good. I normally check in on the 16 at night, the time being. I'm guessing that 80 meters would be HF, right?
Correct. Yeah, lower sideband. The frequency is 3.915. And, you know, it's every night at 7 o'clock. And everyone's welcome to check in.
So I'm a tech license right now. I'm only allowed the 10 meter condition of HF. I'm assuming since you have a general license, I could get up to 80 meters when I get my general class. Am I right?
Correct. I can transmit from 3.8 to 4.0 on 80 meters with a general class.
An amateur extra gives you the opportunity to be able to be on all the frequencies. Am I right?
Sorry, say that again.
Sorry, KF1WWZ here. Sorry, I got my bus office radio going, so if you're hearing anything in the background, it's the drivers just letting us know that they're getting ready to get on their routes. But anyway,
for sale.
Hold on a second. 4WWZ, I was just asking, amateur extra allows you to be on the all the HF bands, right?
All the bands that we're allowed to, you know, transmit on as ham radio operators is listed on the ARRL website.
I'll definitely go take a look at that after we get done with the morning run. when this driver starts backing up, I'm going to have to sign off for an hour or two. I'll be back on shortly after that. It's KF4WWC, back to KD4CDA.
I'm just going to copy the mail here and try to get this cable fixed so I can put it back, solder it back onto the radio. It's being a little cantankerous here, so it's going to take me a few minutes.
That's completely fine, sir. Let me know how that goes. I need to learn how to fix and repair phone radios as well. I'm brand new to the hobby. I don't even know anything about how to fix a radio.
Nothing here that can help you, and they probably forgot more about ham radio than I'll ever know. So, and that's a compliment, and there's a lot of knowledge out there. You know, just sometimes if you have a question, just throw it out. There's usually somebody that can answer it.
KI4DOS said last night, there's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. KI4WWZ, KD4CDA.
Correct. Yep, if you're one want to ask a question, I guarantee you there's probably, if you're in a classroom, there's probably four or five other people that want to ask the same question. They're just too shy to raise their hand.
Well, that is. I was one of those people once. I believe that in certain situations, I still am.
You all are. All right, well, I'm going to be on the side, KB4CBA.
All right, sir, 7-3, I'm going to go ahead and get off here for the time being. I will talk to you hopefully later today. KO4WWZ, I'll be clear on your final.
Stanley, you have a good day. And we will talk to you later, KO4WWZ, KB4CBA.